Okay, I'll start with the announcement that we're preparing for the Chicago Bears with Aaron Rodgers as our starting quarterback. Our goal coming into this week was to have this announcement Tuesday by our team meeting. That did not happen. All the evaluation and the communication was not concluded at that point, so we waited to tell the team today at 8:05 because we felt that obviously the first people that needed to know about that was our football team. So that's the direction we're headed, and with that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, do you guys feel there's no risk now to Aaron, or is the risk just minimal?
Every football player that plays in this game Sunday will have risk, and I think we all understand that. So we've done our due diligence. We've gone through all the evaluations, and we feel it's time for Aaron to ready. It's time for Aaron is ready to play.
Coach?
Yes.
Nothing against Matt Flynn, but how much better do you like the chances with Aaron Rodgers?
Well, you know, I think it's important. It's something we talked about as a football team. Aaron's obviously very important to our team. History defines that clearly. But we need to go down there and win this game as a team. So this isn't there wasn't a bunch of flyers that were thrown up in the air. And everybody understands that we need to run the football. We need to stop the run. We need to pass protect. We need to get after their quarterback. We need to play pass defense, and we obviously need to get after them on the perimeter. So that's what we're trying to stay focused on. But this is a decision I'm sure everybody was waiting for. Like I stated in the opening statement, we would like to have this done Tuesday. We did not get it concluded then. That's why with the holiday and our schedule and so forth, that's why we're announcing it today.
Mike, do you feel good about how he's throwing with limited reps and limited team reps over the last couple of weeks?
Absolutely. I think I've expressed that all along. Whatever week that was, I felt like he looked like he's ready to play, and now I would say he's ready to play. I mean, he's throwing the ball very well going on 3 weeks. He's been working his feet, working his conditioning, and getting ready for this moment. So, and that moment's here.
Mike, what was his reaction? I know we talked about it in the meeting. What was his take on the risk factor and all of that kind of from your
Aaron has accepted the level of risk for this is probably the third week. So, I mean, he's been put through. This has been a stressful period for him. I think he's just relieved to play. And frankly, I know in our conversation this morning, it's time to play football. This situation, his situation, particularly out in the media, but focus on our internal talks has been discussed thoroughly over and over and over again. He just wants to focus on playing football.
Mike, did you feel like you had really reached the decision on Tuesday and wanted to take Christmas to think about it a little bit, or were you pretty much set?
I really don't want to get into all of that, frankly. There's a lot of discussion. I think anybody knows our history. The people involved in those discussions clearly understands that it was going to be talked about again, talked about over again, and so forth. So and that's why we've taken the time to get to this decision.
Was he cleared on Tuesday then? Is that when you guys...
I just answered the question, did I? Jason?
How much in the 3 weeks you've done, has there been a progression in the amount of work he's done in practice? And, has it been aimed at specific... working into the specific plan on offense?
You say the amount. I mean, I think his amount of work, I would say he's probably been on a progression. I'm going back to the earlier weeks, didn't do as much on Fridays. But, yes, the volume has increased. But the reps of who he's working with was also increased. So, I mean, he's been a full, participant as far as our drill work. The whole week, but the number ones.
Do you think that eliminates, or at least mitigates, the amount of rust there might be when he comes out on Sunday?
Aaron's a seasoned pro. extremely productive, knows the offense in and out. It's just really getting, you know, back into the little things. It's always the little things. It's the little thing that caught Matt Flynn against Pittsburgh, you know, on the interception. It's just getting back into the fine details of the offense. But as far as throwing the ball, moving around with his feet and all the things he does and has been doing for a long time, I'm not really concerned about that.
Mike, obviously our focus is on Rodgers, but Cobb was out there again.
Yes.
What did you see from him? Did you give him a chance for something?
I thought Randall had a very good day today, and he was very positive at the end of practice. His evaluation tomorrow, and how we work him tomorrow. So I feel a lot better now than I probably did this morning. But he definitely took a step in that direction.
Does the Bears defense look much different to you than when you saw them in Week 9?
Well, Lance Briggs is back, and I think you definitely have to note that. You know, Lance is a great player. Extremely productive for so many years. So, but as far as the things that they're doing, there's carryover. But anytime you play a division opponent, particularly the second time around, there's usually things that are different, and I don't expect any different Sunday.
You know what I mean? Differently about Eddie.
I'm sorry.
Feeling any differently about Eddie and his availability? I mean, the same kind of thing he's been going through the last couple of
years. I feel Eddie's in a good place. I mean, we're taking care of him throughout the week. Obviously, he's carried the ball a bunch this year, and when the ankle's sore, but I expect him to play.
Mike, what'd you think of what?
You talk about the Bears receivers, the problems they pose, how big they are in the Marshall
and Jeffrey. Yeah, I think the Bears receivers are excellent. They're big targets. I think they're playing very well. You look at their numbers, and it's clearly, you know, exactly what you see on film. So, the ability to run their scheme, the quick game has definitely increased compared to prior years. So I think it's made a big, big difference in their offense. Matt Forte is someone that we've always had great respect for here, and he's having an outstanding season. But having a complement of the run and a pass is a big strength for their offense.
Mike, what did you think of what Matt Flynn did, bridging that gap for you back to Aaron?
I thought Matt did a lot of good things. I mean, Matt just kept getting better. You talk about someone that, wasn't here for training camp, was in three different offenses this year before he got here. So things have changed since he left. But, I thought I was pleased with what Matt did for us. And he'll prepare for this game no different than he has, the past month.
Two more?
Mike, from a personal perspective, are you excited about this? That Aaron's back?
Yeah, can't you tell? Yeah. I'm excited. I'll be honest with you. I feel good for Aaron. I don't think people realize the stress that he's been under. He's been on board with playing for quite some time now. So we were holding him out of the game, and that's tough. That's a tough thing to go through. It's the first time I've ever been through it, especially at this extent, and especially with, Aaron Rodgers. You're talking about the best player in football, and just to see what he had to go through. I feel good about it.
Mike, does Eddie need to practice tomorrow to play?
No, Eddie won't need to practice tomorrow to play, but I'd be surprised if Eddie doesn't take his normal Friday reps that he's had the last couple weeks.
Mike, what you knew about with Aaron on Tuesday, were you able to game plan with him starting on Tuesday that you knew he'd be there?
Well, yeah, we went, our game plan was done earlier, so, we started on these guys last week because of being off on Wednesday, so, the Monday morning conversation game plan wise, we wanted to look at the Philadelphia game, so we didn't know at that point. So just like I said, all the information wasn't in, all the conversations haven't taken place. So we had a few things that we were going to either go with or not go with, based on how the decision went.
Like, what was the mood at 8:05 when you told the team? What was their reaction?
Our guys, and maybe because it's the guys standing in front of them, they don't react very much. When I'm up, I don't know if it's my dynamics, vocabulary, or things like that. But it's business as usual. We're focused on this. This is a football game that we're not putting this all on Aaron's shoulders. I mean, we got to play good defense. We got to play good offense. We got to play good special teams. Coach has got to keep our players in the right plays and make the adjustments that are needed. We're going to very loud venue in Chicago. We've played in big games down there before at this time of year. So, we know what we're preparing for. So there wasn't, it was pretty much business as usual.
Hey, Mike, did you hear from the league at all on those last 10 seconds? Did you get any sort of resolution or apology or anything?
Well, you talk to the league on situations like that. We have an opportunity to send them in. Send our questions from the game in each and every week like we always do. I had a conversation Monday with the league, but those are private conversations. But, that all took place on Monday.
Okay.